Hello and welcome to Focus on Energy, an insider's look at energy-related topics of particular interest to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, brought to you by the Cape Lake Compact. My name is Matt Dudley, and you're listening to us live at WOMR-FM 92.1 Provincetown and WFMR 91.3 FM Orleans. As always, we're available online, streaming at WOMR.org, and you can also find an archive of our past episodes at WOMR.org or at CapeLakeCompact.org. Since the Compact's inception in 1997, we've been striving to respond to the changing needs of the people, businesses, and communities of the Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard through the delivery of a suite of energy services, primarily competitive power supply. Consumer advocacy efforts and energy efficiency efforts and programs have been the primary focus of the Compact. Today we're going to talk about an organization that was created to do something that the Compact couldn't: develop local renewable energy projects. Today I'm joined by Liz Argo and Stefan Wallenberg. Liz is a special projects coordinator with CVEC, and Stefan sits on their board of directors as the Cape Lake Compact's appointee. Liz, Stefan, welcome.
Thanks. Hi.
So, the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative, a sister organization of the Cape Lake Compact, was formed by some of the Compact's members. Just as some background for our audience, the Cape Lake Compact is made up of 21 member towns of the Cape and Vineyard, and then also the two counties. Liz, how was the electric cooperative formed, and who's part of the cooperative?
Okay, well, back in 2007, I think you explained that the Cape Lake Compact basically undertook a strategic planning process, and they looked at what they were able to do and where they wanted to go, and recognized that renewable energy should play a role as the Cape Lake Compact went forward in providing energy for the Cape and Martha's Vineyard. So that's was the genesis of the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative in 2007, and the cooperative, the quasi-public agency, is allowed to put in renewable energy projects and take part in what are called power purchase agreements, for instance, and that was not something that the Cape Light Compact could do. So together we have the solution with having the two partnerships.
So the Cape Light Compact is limited in what it can offer as a municipal aggregator, just in summary, and then it has to create a cooperative if it wants to create power, which is good.
Right.
Yeah. Who are the members of the cooperative? Was it every town that's part of the compact?
No, it was the opportunity was basically brought to each town individually, and it started with just the three founding members, which was the Cape Light Compact, Barnstable County, and the town of Barnstable. But as time went on, most of the towns on the Cape, and maybe three-quarters of the towns on Martha's Vineyard are now members of the cooperative. It does include all the towns on the Cape, except for Wellfleet and Truro, and four on Martha's Vineyard, which are Oak Bluffs, Tisbury, Edgartown, and West Tisbury. And it also includes the Cape Light Compact and Dukes County, as well as Barnstable County.
So all of those, do all those towns have a member on the board, or is it just a specific appointee? I know Stefan here was recently appointed by the Compact after Joe Sorey's retirement. there's a governing board, just like the Compact, that kind of oversees everything with CVEC, and really is there to make sure that CVEC is driving towards its mission. What's the mission of CVEC?
Well, yeah, it's driving towards its mission, and I will get to that. But I think it's so important to keep pointing out that all of the missions and the day-to-day activities of both the Cape Lake Compact and the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative are run by appointees from the towns, because I think sometimes we're perceived to be having some different agenda, but anything that is decided by the group, and the group is representatives from the towns and the counties. So in our mission is literally to bring forward renewable energy and to stabilize electric rates by having renewable energy on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. And most recently, we've been able to take advantage of net metering, which is a legislated incentive that was brought forward in 2008 via the Green Communities Act. And so that's what the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative has essentially been leveraging to bring forward renewable energy for municipalities. As we go forward down the road, we hope that the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative can perhaps engage in some wholesale electric, if we can bring forward some renewable energy and then and market it in a wholesale market, then we may be able to bring something to the entire rate payer base here on the Cape and Martha's Vineyard.
And the idea of, just to step back a little bit, the idea of a net metering credit is essentially it makes it so that if you have, say, a solar PV, a solar photovoltaic system, and you're producing electricity, and you produce in excess of the electricity that you consume, the value of that electricity, it's the same rate that you would pay if you were consuming that electricity. So, well, plus or minus a couple of very small charges, but that's the general idea. So if you're paying 15 cents to consume electricity, if you're producing electricity, that's the same rate that you get.
So it doesn't physically spin that meter backwards, but it's all a calculation that's done on paper. So
that's right. We have our fabulous utility acting as a big battery bank slash bank. So they're responsible for working the financials and sending that net metering credit that will show up on the town's electric accounts every month.
So the net, so say a participating town, and you know, we'll get into some projects that you've done in you know, pretty soon. But say a town has a $100,000 electric bill every month, and they get $20,000 that they're generating the equivalent of $20,000. They're getting that credit right on the bill, so they're saving $20,000 out of pocket every month. Is that
they will be? It's important to point out that it's not a one for one in residential situations. In many commercial situations where you are spinning the meter backwards, as you behind the meter, literally. That's a one-for-one. In the net metering, this virtual net metering world, there are some fees which are not included in the credit. So you will still be paying an electric bill. So it's important to point that out. It's reduced by the net metering credits, and sometimes that's a substantial reduction.
So right now, CVEC is, yeah, and I think only municipal members, you've only got municipal projects. You know, the members you were saying are the towns and counties. The projects that you have going on are installed in on municipal property, right? And it's going towards those bills with
net metering? For the most part, I would point out that we have a couple of districts who are involved in the round two projects, DY, Regional School District, and the Barnstable Fire District. So they are going to be offsetting all of the electric, not all. You have to be careful of that. They are going to be getting net metering credits to put against their bills at the DY Regional School, all of the schools in the DY Regional School District. And the fire district will be putting in an installation, Barnstable Fire District, which will take care of, they will offset their bills with as many net metering credits as they can take. And then what they have excess will be distributed to CVEC member town accounts. So it's the cooperative plays an important role here in being able to develop where there's a good opportunity, put a PV installation where there's a good opportunity, and then allow the entire CVEC member base to benefit from net metering credits. So it's really the intent of the Green Communities Act with net metering and the ability to put in an installation in one place and then see the benefit in other places offsetting electricity. That's what we're doing with the cooperative as well.
So it's exactly what it sounds like, a cooperative. Everybody's sharing amongst each other.
That's
so
right.
So how does it work? How are the projects paid for? And, you know, are towns just forking this up out of pocket into the cooperative and paying for the installations and then sharing the savings? Or, you know, where does CVEC fit?
No, this is a rather unique financial structure, these power purchase agreements. And many of the towns have power purchase agreements that they've agreed to with vendors on their own without going under the CVEC wing. So it's a financial arrangement that allows a vendor, contractor, to own, build, and manage a photovoltaic or could be a wind project for that matter, a renewable energy or distributed generation project. And the in exchange for owning it and operating it and maintaining it, they are charging this power purchase agreement price. And it is generally based on a per kilowatt hour, or sometimes it's a percentage of the rate, the kilowatt hour rates. But it's a wonderful way of compensating the vendor for basically putting in your system, and you're just basically paying it off over time. It's very much like a lease. But it's using the state incentives, which are the net metering credits, and something called renewable energy certificates, which benefit the vendor to make these projects go forward.
And there are a couple reasons why the structure makes a lot of sense for public agencies or municipalities. The biggest one is that one of the largest incentives that's available for building solar comes in the form of a federal tax incentive. So if you're a municipality or a nonprofit or something like that, you can't take advantage of that tax incentive. So in order to get that, it really requires that you have this kind of structure. The other thing that this accomplishes, and this is kind of an ancillary benefit, but the other thing that it accomplishes is it puts a lot of the risk of going out and securing financing, of constructing the things, all of that risk is put onto the developer themselves. So at least for, Liz can say the exact number of years, but at least for 15 years or something like that, these projects will be owned and operated by the developer. And they have an incentive to make sure that the projects are running smoothly, because if they're not, they don't get any money from the towns. They only get paid for what they produce.
Right.
So at the same time, you're putting off all that risk. You're allowing the developer to take advantage of the tax incentive. And the towns are not only reducing their electric rates, but they're also they're hedging them. They have a much better idea of what their prices will be 10 years from now, which is impossible for someone else to say, let alone a year from now, if they don't have this kind of a contract.
Right. As a power supply coordinator for the compact, you know very well how volatile that is.
No, and it's rather important to note that there is no capital outlay for these projects through this arrangement, which is huge for the towns right now because they don't have any capital. So these projects really, literally, would not be possible if it weren't for this financial arrangement, agreement.
So, if it wasn't the way that it was, towns would need to fork up.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm not sure how much the projects are costing.
Millions. Yeah.
Which is kind of hard to squeeze out of some of our little towns here. So
very hard. And then I could further point out, too, that the piece that CVEC is able to bring to it is having one central contract. So the towns are not negotiating each town individually with a different vendor. There's one vendor for round one, one vendor for round two, and all of the contracts that between the seven towns in round one and the 15 towns in round two, that is the same contract. And we've spent years pounding out the best possible contracts. And one of our amazing features is that these power purchase agreement prices that the towns are going to be paying to a vendor are fixed. Now, meanwhile, the price of electricity is going to continue to rise.
It's bouncing all over the place.
We can pretty much bet on that. So this is a feature of the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative contracts with vendors that is not replicated in any of the other town independent town contracts with vendors for PPAs.
All right. So you talked about some of the projects. What did you say that it was? It was round one.
Round one.
Yeah. So that was the first project is that the only project that CVEC has installed?
Going back to 2010, we have a series of projects we call CVEC 7, and they are 7 projects that were installed through a contract with Con Edison Solutions on schools and a DPW building. And those have been successful since 2010, creating profit in energy savings for the towns. Since then, the towns of Harwich, Brewster, Eastham, Bourne, and Barnstable are all benefiting from that. So that's been up and running for, 4 years now. Meanwhile, round one, coming to the present, round one has been under construction since December, and it's nearing completion in many towns. The Eastham Cap Landfill looks to be the first one. It's the smaller of the 8 projects that are going in under round one, and it looks to be coming online in the first week of April. So that's pretty exciting that we're going to see 16 megawatts of photovoltaic come online in very short order after April, the beginning of April.
And that's not just in Eastham, I imagine. Is that?
No, the towns with PV for round one are Barnstable, Brewster, Chatham, Eastham, Edgartown, and Tisbury.
So. And are landfills kind of the primary target for PV with all these projects?
Or? In round one, they are, although there are two projects in Edgartown which are on municipal-owned property. Their cap landfill just wasn't appropriate for the PV.
So we've got 16 megawatts of solar going in, on some on landfills, some not on landfills.
Yeah.
So how much electricity does that, you know,
how much does that translate?
If we put it into terms of just kilowatt hours of the 16 megawatts, how many kilowatt hours are these projects expected to produce every year?
That's about 18 million kilowatt hours of renewable energy, and that will save an estimated $874,000 for the seven towns that are involved in round one.
Per year? Per year, wow.
Yeah.
So 18 million kilowatt hours, and just imagine the typical residential home here on Cape probably uses about 660 or 640. So we're talking anywhere in the range of 2,500 homes worth of electricity. I mean, equivalent to something that could power 2,500 homes for a year.
Yeah. Or taking almost 3,000 cars off the road.
And that would be obviously not in electricity, but so we
in
there are other benefits
savings,
other than just the kilowatt
savings.
Hours, right?
Yeah, so now we're talking about the reduction of greenhouse gases and the effect that this PV will have on that battlefront, which is a significant consideration, especially for us on Cape Cod, where we're going to be on the front of climate change. We already are.
So with the projects, I guess with towns, what's the true benefit? I mean, we're talking about how they can save on their electric bills. You know, there's no out-of-pocket cost. There's a bit of, you know, are they claiming credits for the greenhouse gases that are, you know, reductions? Where are all these savings ending up? Is it anything that's quantified, anything aside from the dollars and cents that towns save?
Well, I guess we really cannot make claim to the renewable energy certificates. That is something that the vendors have laid claim to as part of their contractual agreement. I guess we really just have to keep track of it in terms of knowing how many pounds of greenhouse gases we're avoiding through these projects. But we're not physically seeing the reward for that in an incentive.
I get you. So I guess, well, let's take a step back. We're about halfway through the program. And, you know, for all of you joining us now, you're listening to the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Today, my guests are Liz Argo and Stefan Wallenberg. Like I said, if you're just joining us now, we're here talking about the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative. Sorry about that. I say Cape Light Compact so much. And we're talking about some of the solar projects that they do and kind of their method of developing renewable energy here on the Cape in Martha's Vineyard. So, Liz, your title is a Special Projects Coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on a day-to-day basis with CVEC? Making, you know, what?
I, as the Special Projects Coordinator, currently coordinating with the developers during the construction of the 30 or so photovoltaic projects in round one, and hopefully round two, we'll see some come online with round two. I provide liaison with NSTAR, the utility. I provide liaison with the towns and the developers, and I'm going to be managing the net metering credit process, making sure that the towns are getting the net metering credits they deserve. I also coordinate the daily activities of the board of directors of the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative, all those appointees from the towns, and I manage the cooperative's daily affairs. So that's it in a nutshell.
So you're pretty much doing everything. Is you got the board that gives you direction and you.
Well, we're very lucky to have a very capable, hands-on bunch of appointees. We are constantly amazed by the talents and pasts that these people, these talented volunteers, bring to the table. We have some people who've worked in the electric industry, software experts. Just the range is extraordinary. So I may be pretty busy, but I'm backed up by an amazing group of people.
Got a good team behind you.
Totally.
Well, that's good. So CVEC has installed a lot of PV through PV, you know, I guess we had the first seven,
mm-hmm.
and then
yep.
we've got phase, what do we call it?
Round one.
Round one. Round two has hit a bit of a hiccup, you know, lately.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going into the future with solar, doing as much as we can on the Cape and Vineyard? Are we looking at other technologies here as well?
Yeah, we are. We are looking at other technologies. Mind you, although we can make suggestions and be creative and do quite a bit of research, and a lot of the board members are heavily into this, into what the future may bring, we are work at, to the will of the towns. So any project that comes to us that we look into is from a town's perspective. They have we may have reviewed the possibility of it with them. In the case of Brewster, for instance, the projects that we reviewed, probably we reviewed 25 different project possibilities, from the police station to the water plant to various other golf course installations on the cart barns and on the grounds, and included the industrial zone. We reviewed them with the town, and it's with the town that we chose, for instance, the Cap Landfill and the Commerce Park Industrial Zone. So it's not that CVEC is working in a void by any stretch. We work with the towns to find the projects that they want us to develop on their behalf.
So if a town wanted to install a wind turbine, which
yep.
has created some controversy here on
yeah.
the Cape,
yep.
then that's really, it was the town's request to explore that,
that's
really,
right.
originally.
Yes, and,
that,
and there was a turbine request in Brewster and in Harwich. And in Brewster, it was a very, very well-sited project. But it came down to a town vote, and they were 20 votes short of approving the turbine, two turbines, in the industrial zone in Brewster.
So that's good. The town still maintains control. It's not
Absolutely.
Just, yeah.
Yep.
CVEC doesn't just have free reign over the Cape and they can just throw anything up where they want.
Far
I think that's
from
something.
It. Far from it.
Yeah. Well, it is good to hear what, you know, what the public has to. And if you have any good ideas of where we should install new renewable energy, talk with your town and see if we can get some projects going.
Absolutely.
For all those listeners out
yep.
there. We're looking for it. So CVEC does a lot with municipalities. You know, I guess while we're on the topic of renewable energy here,
mm-hmm.
you know, do you foresee a future where residents can hop onto the cooperative and have the cooperative help them with projects, or is it, you know, CVEC really isn't for businesses and residential, right?
Well, we're hoping that we can come up with a program where we do combine energy efficiency and renewables, and when you're calling the Cape Light Compact for an energy efficiency review, that perhaps we can bundle in a renewable energy review at the same time. We're not there yet, but we are looking into something along those lines. And there's a lot right now on our plate, the Cape and Vineyard Electric Cooperative's plate, as we get our project up and running. So at this time, while we keep one eye on the future, we're also going to be very, very disposed to managing the projects that we have and doing it well.
Get a lot of projects going through me.
Yep.
That's good. So. Yeah, if you are if you have a house and you're interested in putting solar on it, definitely do not call CVEC and ask them if they can put some solar on your roof because
yeah.
they won't.
Well, I'm a pretty nice person to approach.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've got lots of. I used to be a salesperson for photovoltaics and wind, and so I certainly am familiar with the community down here. That there are very, very good vendors. You can pretty much Google the installers on the Cape and Martha's Vineyard, and ask them to give you a quote. Come by and look and assess and give you a quote, and you're going to learn a lot just by calling three of our installers in the community and getting them to take a look and do what they do, which is assess whether you have a solar opportunity or not, and then they'll run the financials for you.
So if you do have an opportunity, what kind of things are available? I know that photovoltaics have been really popular. There were some really, attractive incentives in the past 5 years.
Yeah, I've got my 5
so.
megawatts. I wish I had 5 megawatts, 5 kilowatts.
And a lot of people took advantage of it on the Cape, and there have been a lot of changes. You know, do you guys have an idea what, you know, if someone is interested, really what's, you said give them a call, but what are they looking ballpark? Are there incentives? What's out there for them?
There are still some incentives through the Mass Clean Energy Center. It's sort of a changing financial horizon right now, or because the tax benefits are now becoming more influential than the state actual rebates for kilowatts put on. So that's one reason I say get hold of a vendor and have a vendor run your financials. That is what they do, is they take into consideration all the rebates and the tax incentives, and you come up with a bottom line. There are also very, very good lease programs. So those of us who don't have the capital to put down, plunk down, and pay back over a course of 15 years, a lease program is a really good opportunity too. And the same vendor you would call for a purchase of a photovoltaic installation can offer lease programs too.
And with a lease, are you're paying off the lease with a portion of your savings? Is that how that works, or does it cost more than when you started? In your experience and what you've seen, you know, typically, anecdotally, how does that work?
From anecdotally, it lessens your electric bill right off the bat, but by far less than if you owned a system outright.
Right.
So you're shaving off some of your savings, and that's what's paying the vendor.
And there's the Mass Clean Energy Center, Mass CEC, has a pretty good overview of some of the incentives, some of these different financial structures specifically for residents that are interested in pursuing solar. So if you just Google, Mass Clean Energy Center, I think it's called their Solar Residential Guide, Handbook, something like that. It's pretty easy to find. If you look for it, you'll be able to find it.
If you just Google search for it. Use your favorite search engine. I'm not telling
That's
you
right.
to be partial.
And we have solar thermal opportunities, too, that, of course, CVEC does not talk to. But the Mass Clean Energy Center has a pretty good rebate right now system in place for solar thermal. Solar thermal, of course, is heating water that you could either use for washing and cleaning or in some instances, heating.
Yeah, that's a good one. And the Cape Light Compact has a measure for that. If you have electric water heater, too, we can get you a rebate for that.
Yeah, that's a good
so
deal.
you can really add on to that. So no matter what you do with renewables, make sure that you give the Cape Light Compact a call first at 1-800-797-6699. And make sure that we can reduce that load before you need to, it makes sense to reduce the load so you don't need to buy a bigger, bigger PV system, right?
That's critical.
And with the free light bulbs and weatherization and all that stuff that we've got, it's a no-brainer. So if you're going to do renewables, give us a call first.
It used to be, in fact, that you would not be able to get any kind of incentive from the state if you had not done your energy efficiency. And I don't know if that's still the case, but it certainly is what makes sense.
Well, that's a good idea.
It is still the case. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
We're up against the clock, guys. I want to thank you so much for joining me today and talking about CVEC. In the Cape Light Compact. Stefan, sorry we didn't talk a little bit more about what the Cape Light Compact's up to with power nowadays.
Another time.
But, again, you'll probably be on soon. One month after another, you're just here. You've been here for...
I'm so... I don't know. I don't know what it is. I get here.
He's an installation.
Yeah. back-to-back guests. So, Liz, thanks for joining us. Good luck with all the projects that you guys have going on and keeping your head on straight with all the stuff that you're up to. And
well, everybody should keep their eyes peeled because we'll be having some ribbon-cutting ceremonies real short order.
Yeah, take a look around when you're driving around town. Look for those PV systems. It's almost like when you're driving around looking at streetlights now. You can almost tell. It's like a flood. There's going to be solar panels and new streetlights everywhere.
Solar panels and LEDs. I like it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
This has been Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. I'm Matt Dudley. If you have questions or any topics that you'd like us to discuss on future shows, you can give us a call at 1-800-797-6699 or shoot us an email at focus@capelightcompact.org. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org for more information about all of these topics. Big thanks to WOMR's Maddie Dunn for his help getting this out to you guys. Join us next month. Same time, same place, 92.1 WOMR-FM Provincetown, 91.3 WFRM-FM Orleans, and streaming live online at WOMR.org.